haven't listened to that for a long time. My little body is buzzing like mad. Did any of you experience what it's like to feel that vibration of that healing work by, Amrita Cottrell. She developed that music by going to university and studying sound and music to heal herself of breast cancer. Every now and then, I actually listen to the intro that they've chosen for each night, and I'm impressed because my body just really vibrated to that. Hi, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I thank you for your feedback last week because I just suddenly disappeared, didn't I? It was a big change in my schedule. We took a mini vacation, so I'm sorry if I left you all in the lurch, and I really appreciate the feedback that some of you gave me. That means you missed me, and I missed you, too. This is a call-in show. This is all about you, and we're talking tonight about awakening and anything else you want to talk about. Well, I love it when you call in and we work on whatever's going on in your life or in my life. And we'll start off with doing our sacred geometric meditation. And it's so, so wonderful when we get to be a cohesive, coherent meditative group because we're sending out a rather large frequency out there. You're hooking up with me, I'm hooking up with you, and we're all hooking up with Fred over there and whoever else is around and sending kind of a nice, soft wave of consciousness out there. What is consciousness and what is awakening? I bet we're all thinking about that a lot. To me, awakening is where we kind of open ourselves out of the cocoons of limitation that we took on through many, many lives. And we've all worked so darn hard, haven't we, on pulling up what's in the belly area, the subconscious, old reactions, fears, ego stuff, and so on. And we're not done, because guess what? It takes quite a while. Who knows how many lifetimes. But there's a lot of incredible transmissions going on these days, a lot of blessings that are coming out to all of us. And in those blessings, those transmissions, they're kind of like great universal acupuncture, aren't they? And they can touch us deeply and help us to really unfold. I haven't been going lately, but for quite a while I was going to the oneness blessings, the Dikshas. I think you know that Diksha is a term that doesn't only relate to oneness blessing. It is a term that relates to the transmission of transformative frequency, usually by someone who's been initiated and able to transmit that. And there's an awful lot of people who've been initiated these days, and they're out there all over the world, and they are sending these amazing transmissions from themselves, from the higher, from the universes, through themselves, into the great melee we call the collective consciousness. And I really love that. And so what happens when you awaken, what I gather from the people that I've interviewed of paradigm shifters who are awakened, claim to be awakened, have been measured as awakened, nothing much happens. You still chop wood, carry water. You still go to work. You still do the dishes. You still cook your dinner. You still raise your kids. Or be a nice grandparent or whatever it is you are. But the other thing that happens is you feel, you feel deep in your heart that love, no matter what the circumstances are around you, you feel that love of, of life or of the connection to the divinity in yourself, that connection to spirit inside of yourself, the awakening of your mind, your heart, and your soul to the greater picture, whatever that looks like to you. To me, the greater picture is the conscious multidimensionality, the ability to feel, to call in the presence at will, to call in the presence from the universe, through plants, flowers, wherever, and really pulse with it inside your body, mind. And to touch each other, it might be through words, it might be through our hand-holding, it doesn't matter how, but to touch one another, that everyone begins to unfold, and everyone begins to feel the greater good, the oneness of us all. I just love to think about awakening, and how are you doing with that these days? Another thing I was thinking about these days, I said about touching each other. Bob and I were talking earlier about how we use words, and just about all words, like Oh, I don't know. I can't even think of a word now. Transformation. Thank you, Bob. See, because when I really want to perform in the spot, sometimes I forget I'll have to take an improv class. But anyway, with transformation, it can be a feeling of just being held in place and struggling, or you can drop in there and feel that word and have it kind of spiral on up, and you can feel the upward part of it expanding on a greater and greater level. Each word that we use, which is like love, okay, love has such an infinite essence to it, doesn't it? I love you. I love peanut butter. I love the beach. I love the color blue. If you go into that feeling of love, I mean, really go into it and allow yourself to feel it as this spiraling, I like to use the term spiraling because it doesn't have to be that, but how about we say as an expanding essence. And that a lot of times the love that I claim when I possess something or I attach to something is nothing compared to the kind of love I'm going to feel and share as I awaken, as I open up. Because there won't be possession, there won't be attachment. There will only be radiance, and there will be a personal deep, you know, you've probably all had these experiences where it's very transcendent, a deep, deep inner place that holds, or I shouldn't say holds, because that's containing, isn't it? Once again, that's a verb that gives us some sort of attachment or containment. A feeling, an essence, which just lifts and radiates and moves out into everything. An essence that takes your mind and your heart, and you just feel it as you experience even difficulties in life. It's really, really different than an attachment, because most of these words are like that. You shift, we talk about being multidimensional. You shift the context in which you use these words, and the words themselves take wings. I often marvel that a word like truth, it sounds so kind of like, all right, this is design, this is the truth. Like in the olden days when I was a kid and we used to learn facts, all of those facts have broken apart. And the truth, as we know it, changes as you open, as you expand, as you awaken. So that word itself has a beautiful, I was going to call it essential elasticity, but let's just say an unfolding etheric quality, etheric nature. And remember, change the energy, change the reality. So I'm kind of playing tonight with words and how words can all be taken and moved up the continuum. Those of you who play guitar, you know how when you need to make the key higher, you put a capo around the guitar, you put this tight thing, and then the strings get tightened so that all the notes go up a ways. Almost like we move up with our minds to a higher and higher level of perceiving life and all the verbs in it. Does that make sense? So we're going to play with that later. And right now I'd like us to do the sacred geometric meditation again all together, so we have a nice coherent sharing that goes on all over the world where you and I are connected with one another and with this meditation. And with the higher, let's help each other out by calling in the higher presence. And call in from the great universes, the higher presence. Good, I always feel such a buzz when I do that. And now above your head about 2 miles, oh, close your eyes, please. Above your head about 2 miles, see a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball, and drop in a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, are you all staying with me or am I going too fast? From the upper golden ball to about waist height and out a ways, 40 or 50 feet so that you're not crowded, drop a four-sided pyramid. And upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. Put the two together, and you've got yourself an eight-sided structure that's kind of diamond-shaped. Good. And inside that, create a crystal ball, and the outside edges of your crystal ball reach the inside edges of your octahedron structure. And if you really just give up and surrender, and you can see these wonderful spectral hues all over this beautiful crystal ball. And inside of that, there's the star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional Star of David. You're inside of it. Remember, you've been skewered by this beautiful golden filament of light running from the upper to the lower golden ball through your spine. So as you hang there, skewered like that, you're now inside of a three-dimensional Star of David. And I'd like you to spin, 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 feel the spinning. Oh my. And then in front of you, see on a magical screen, the first screen is you doing a movie of what you want to become. Good. And I see myself becoming consciously multidimensional, just filled with love. All of those are going to change meanings, aren't they, as they shift dimensions as well. And what would you like to become? See all the pieces coming together as you develop yourself into this being that you want to become on our movie. Okay, now when you feel like you've accomplished that, move it over to the side and we'll do our second movie. You're going to create a project of some sort. Maybe it's home and family. Maybe it's loving relationship. Maybe it's children, maybe it's a house, maybe it's a world tour, maybe it's a peace delegation, maybe it's a book, a movie. Yeah. All right, now see all the pieces, all the resources, all the people coming in to help you create your project. And it's just wonderful. This project unfolds beautifully, beautifully, beautifully. Good. And as it achieves itself, as your project comes together and all the pieces are there, you just celebrate that and then see all the resources, the people, the money, the time to sustain your project. You see it and you're really happy about it. Okay, now wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, in all of our teams of guides and angels, we have some very special healing members of that team, ones whose specialty is healing, and have those ones circle around this healing table, and the first person to lie on the table is you. So you lie on the table, and what is it you would like them to work on? I've been struggling with this strange knee, which we'll talk about maybe later, so I think I'm going to lie on the table and ask them if they would please help me resolve this right leg problem. Oh, yes, of course it's a cliche. It's something about going somewhere, isn't it? Yeah. So I'm asking them for help. Now, what are you asking them for? You can ask for anything your little heart desires. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting a little advice. What are you getting? And now if you really feel like the energy started, then wrap that in light and let that scenario continue. Move it all over to the side, bring in a fresh healing table, and your healing team can replicate itself, right? So have them wrap around the table, and in comes someone else. This person's coming in from gosh knows where. He's really imbalanced. I think he just had a big addiction. He's just come out of an addiction, and he's very not hyperactive, but he's really kind of agile, a little bit nervous, and he's coming, popping in, and he lays on the table. And it's interesting because the beings immediately put their hands on his head. That's right. Give him a little diksha. And now they're working on his body. And they're going back to, oh, I see, okay. So they're moving back to his head, calming it down and shifting something, both in the base chakra and in the top of his head. That's right. And his agitation seems to decrease very fast. Who's in your table? Who's coming into your table? Excellent. Okay, now he's doing really well. How about your patient? Is he doing well? Is she doing well? Okay, now wrap it in light and let's move it over to the side. Do another healing table. And then have our team replicate themselves again because they're magical. They're multidimensional. That's right. Okay, now here's a gentleman coming in, and he's got a, not sure where it came from. Let me look. He's got a pattern deep within his second chakra, which is a pattern of mistrust and resistance. And it resonates a little throughout various parts of his body, but that's where the nucleus of it is. And he would like to step forward in life and be very expanded. So we're asking the team for help with this man, with this gentleman. Because it's really time, isn't it, for transformation, for a lot of us to awaken out of these old limitations. You notice in this person's case, it's just an old pattern of perhaps we could call it defense or resistance, and who knows, it might be from other lives. We're not going to take the time to try to parse all that at this point. There we go. But what the guides are doing is reaching in, sometimes his feet hurt for some reason, reaching into his belly area and pulling this out like it's an old computer program, like an interesting old fur ball. And they're saying it's no longer relevant. And then once again, they're working with his head and his base chakra. There we go. And sending some beautiful light all the way up through them all so that he can learn to not only transform but activate. And this is something we could all learn. Activate that old program that feels like a fur ball. Activate it so it can spiral up through your system. Good work. So now, here's somebody I've brought in a lot. It's a woman who's had chronic pain. So move this one over to the left. And then we have a fresh table, and we have our team replicating themselves with a certain joie de vivre because they're having fun tonight. They look really perky. And then this friend comes in, and she's been on fairly often before coming into our healing room, and she had a lot of chronic pain that's just way too much for a person to have for 45 or 50 years, so... Doesn't hurt to work on her, but for you and I, a lot of us who don't have, in quotes, chronic pain, it's really important to recognize that in conditions of pain, there is a lot that can be done. So let's see if we can work with her and we'll help ourselves as well. Let's call in, instead of just the healing team, let's call in each of their healing teams as well. So we have team after team after team after team all working on the same project. And here's what they're showing immediately is that they're bringing in from the universe some amazing frequencies. There's an awful lot of new stuff ready to download these days. Good. And there are two things happening there. One of them is easing and not dulling her pain. What is it? It's kind of taking the they're calling it quenching the inflammation. Yeah. And then there's another problem here, which I think is true for my leg as well, is her belief structure needs to be changed because her belief structure has been built through lifetimes, and some of it is unfathomable, but a lot of it is that she has not been worthy of feeling great, and the abuse of different lifetimes is working its way through. And there it goes. Now it's moving up and through the throat. Now remember, when it goes through the throat, that's how we synthesize wisdom out of all our experiences. So I want my friend to sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, paint, draw anything, do something that synthesizes her particular perceptions of life. And with gratitude. Now we're going to wrap her in light because she should be buzzing beautifully. Move it over to the side and we'll do our political one. Let's bring in our big fancy political table. And so much is popping on the planet Earth. We've been seeing so many kind of corrupt revelations going on. And then we have our whistleblowers. We have Bradley Manning, send prayers for him, and Snowden and Assange. All these different people that are revealing how the tent pegs on our social structure are being held down by some nefarious characters. Is there any way out of it? Is there any way to break the hold that they have on the quality of life for so many? So let's bring in, Bob, help me with this. Should I bring in the legal system? I want to pray in some solutions so that it can be resonating throughout the world. Okay, the Goldman Sachs thing. Okay. Okay, so as Bob is suggesting, there's some big things with Goldman Sachs and billionaire fraud, and they're being nailed by some of the court cases and so on, and there's some talk about who's been bought off on that level, and there's talk about some justice coming. And also, there's also quite a bit of talk about what Snowden has come up with all over the world has made people pull back from the U.S., pull back from the vulnerability to the availability of secrets. You know, so like there's a whole shifting of how America is being perceived around the world or how alliances between countries are working. So Snowden has done one huge job. And I want us to put all of that on the table. And what I'd like to see the vibrations come in and the teams come in and really help to keep releasing the strings that have held down the information so that nobody knew what it was. Keep releasing that. And then we want to bring in some wonderful high-frequency light and send it up through many of the individuals that are on our table so that everyone, remember we talked about you move the energy up and raise the fields and frequency and it changes the meaning of the words like power. So let's send frequent high frequencies up through the perineum of as many of the people as you can imagine that are in the Goldman Sachs debacle, the mortgage debacle, the Snowden, the recognition of the deceptions going on all over the world in the name of security, all the lies. You know, we send a lot of healing energy up through the perineum of many, many people in power, especially where in their greed they have no awareness of the dangers that, or no caring of how other people's lives could be smashed by it. It's really something. So let's just flood them with these frequencies that are coming in through the universes, because we all know the possibility is there for a real complete transformation. It's still part of the big shift, isn't it? Yeah. So then we're just bubbling it away, and it's this beautiful pink and orange light that's coming up through all these beings. Let's wrap all that in light, move it over to the side. And now let's raise our hands up high and call in the high frequencies, the salmon-colored, radiant high frequencies with some purple and some lime green and so on. Have them come down through your palm, down your arm, into your heart. Have them spin around in your heart. I did it the wrong way. I usually come into the head and down the heart and then out the arms and the hands. So now your hands are absolutely radiant. Pat the various parts on the planet where there's too much, what, fracking, sickness, greed, poverty, war, selfish concerns, where people are suffering and suffering. And let's just pat different parts of the globe. You can feel it in your hands, can't you? The radiance is very intense. And have it go round and round and round our planet, round and round our planet, until there's a huge atmosphere of this kind of healing energy. And have it move round and round the planet and come back into your arms, straight up your arms. Spin round and round in your heart, shoot up through your neck, up through your head, way out into the great central sun. Good. Now turn round and close off your galactic healing center. And now jump into your star tetrahedron again. And start spinning and spinning and spinning. And then I'd love it if you would join me here. Call in and tell me what's going on in your world. Are you feeling awakening? Are you feeling this incredible shift going on out there? Are you feeling the changes that are coming? I've seen so many people that are having like really, really bad, challenging things happen, and then suddenly they change and they're having absolutely amazing things happen. It's like it gets small and it gets big, it gets small and it gets big. Passages narrow and then get wide. It's really transformational time, it seems to me. So give me a call. This is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. Love to talk to you about what's going on in your life. See what kind of energies you're needing to transform your moment. What's sticking you up? Is it relationships? Is it money? Is it your own consciousness? Are you trying to awaken? Maybe we can help you with that. So it's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And you're listening to Radiance by Design. And I think you all remember that we radiate consciously. And just like I was talking at the beginning about words and how they change, and we'll pick a word like power, okay? Power is something that when we're awakening, my interpretation, nobody else told me this, this is just what I'm understanding, is power is something that you have and I have, but most of us have had it kind of dulled down. So we either empower ourselves through defense and reaction and striving and those incredible things, or as we learn to love ourselves, as we learn to release tons and tons of old fear-based reactions, we have a power that's quite different, don't we? We empower a room. We walk in and we contribute by just being a higher frequency, by radiating a higher frequency, by releasing our own fears and anguishes long enough to radiate out into the world a kind of uplifting. I recognize you, you recognize me, I'm changing, you're changing too. It's really interesting. So you take the word power, and it can start off being really, what's the word, egregious. I love that word. We can start off being like that, where power becomes a really frightening thing or a greedy thing or a, you know, isolating thing. It's mine, not yours. And the more you drop your defenses, the more you drop your old reactions, you know, we were talking about the one we brought into the Galactic Healing Center. Those old reactions are fear-based reactions that might have come from thousands of years in this incredible journey of ours. If we can experience those consciously and release those, guess what? Our frequencies pop up and we're radiating consciously. We're radiating at a higher level. And we don't have to be fully radiant like an ascended one. We just need to send out that message in our frequencies that says, I'm changing. I'm changing and growing. I'm changing and growing. I'm awakening. It's kind of fun, isn't it? So I hope you're going to call in. Don't leave me here alone blabbing away. I know there's several of you listening who are wondering whether you have the courage to call. Of course you do. Think I don't have the courage to sit here? Of course I do. So now I'm looking at somebody who's got... I'm going to do a little bit of healing work, shall I? there's somebody here who's listening to the show and has a lot of, I would say the upper part of the chest, the clavicle area and the thyroid. She's got a lot of tension and pressure there, and it's got some kind of impact on her. I would say how your skin feels on your face and your head. It's like a huge tension in there. Want everybody who's listening to wrap yourselves in light. We always do that because we don't want to take on what other people are getting rid of. We want to block ourselves or wrap ourselves in light so we can also retune our little inner machine, right? So wrap yourselves in light, and what we're going to do is go in there, and I see this person's clavicle area being kind of held. It's probably a little bit painful, maybe even a bit cold, and the throat is tightly held. I'm going down into the perineum, or we can just go to the base of your spine. You can choose. And we're going to send a violet flame up through the perineum, and I'm watching my client here, my friend. I don't know if I know you in person or not, but I feel like in your heart I do. So let's run this energy up through this person. And we want it from the lowest chakras because, well, I know you have chakras in your legs and feet, but we're not doing that one right now. Lower part of the torso. Because it's a definite link, as you know, between the throat chakra and the lower part, the first and second chakra. Second, I think, in this case. It's like the boundary between the two. There is such a thing. Okay, so let's just send the light up. A violet flame moves up through her body, past the bladder. Okay, and as it passes through the intestinal tract and the solar plexus, and flushes the grief from the lungs, and gosh knows how many lifetimes that's been there. Okay, there we go. This person has been fighting with her whole level of courage. We've just moved it up. Now, run it through the clavicle area, the higher part of the lungs, and the bones just at the base of the neck there. That's right. Collarbones, what they call. Yeah. And just fill them with the violet fire, violet flame. Good. And now go into the... Come on. You didn't quite finish yet. Go right into the base of your neck, into the throat chakra. Mm-hmm. And remember, that's where we synthesize wisdom out of everywhere we've been, everywhere we're going. And this little one was afraid. You've been afraid, honey. And you don't need to be afraid because, you know, it's the old thing. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of what happened before. We're not really afraid of what's coming up because you've got some real magic coming up. But you'll do better with the magic coming up if you release your fear and your blockages and your fear of being too timid to do your dream. There you go. Now let go. It's on your shoulders right now. You see, you got a responsibility issue. And I'm laughing. I'm going, move to the shoulders. The shoulders really hold a lot of the information about how you take on the world and how you present yourself as a responsible being. And I want to say that when the shoulders drop like that, two things. One, you have low blood sugar, or you need to eat some protein or something healthy. And the other thing is that you're taking, instead of dropping the fear of you being able to synthesize what it is you want to do, because remember we were talking about she has a dearth of courage there, she suddenly shifted it into the shoulders, and she's afraid to let go because it might not be responsible. Well, you know what's really funny is if you tell a whole normal family, or in some cases, well, anyway, abnormal family, that you want to become an intuitive, guess what? They don't think you're being responsible, do they? So sometimes that is how the world perceives what it is you're doing. This one that we're talking to needs to become a very creative, I don't know whether you're going to be a singer or a writer or a... You have an elegance about your body movement and so on. So it's like you will be a... Well, just put it this way. you'll be a teacher of some kind of higher thought and some storytelling, literary something in order to help people. So, you know, you could be a social worker, you could be a school teacher, you could be a writer. It looks like you're going to combine a lot of those things to step into the world. And guess what? That part of your body is not going to be so in pain, and neither will your feet. So I wish you'd call in and tell me if we got you and what it felt like, and either that or email me, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com. Love to hear from you. Deep breath. I was talking to someone who had a very, very short relationship with the man, and they'd known each other for a while and then hadn't seen each other for many years. And then they hooked up for just a few days, and it was really, really interesting what the guides were saying, because this was very different than anything I've ever experienced in relationships. Because the question was about talking to him on the other side, which I certainly love to do. I do that a lot. And so as we talked to him, we found out that the reason they had only been together for a few days and then he died was because what they had done was ignited a contract. They had a contract together. They ignited one another, and that contract started to unfold. And the two of them are now, it's almost like it opened her for a quality of love. Remember, we talked about love and its varying qualities as you grow and change. It opened her for a quality of love beyond her wildest dreams, one that is not about possessing anyone. And it did that for him as well. And that he was very, very excited about it, that they finally had fulfilled and they were about to create the outcome of a contract they've made a long time ago. In both cases, they will be gifting people around them with a very strong, remember I used the word diksha, it'll be a very strong awakening diksha. Because the first question was, why would we be together for such a short time and then he dies? What's that all about? And there you have it. It's because you and I know there isn't a whole lot of death out there, is there? Oh, goody, you're on the air. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Veronica. Yeah, I'm actually doing really well. You nailed me.
I did?
It was me. Yeah.
It was? Aw. Is it good?
I knew exactly when you said... When you said, my friend, my client, I'm like, oh, it's me. She's picking up on me.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Well, Veronica, so I have news.
Goody.
Yeah, it is great news. I got everything I wanted. And just to give a little background, I've been your client in the past. I had talked to you about 4.5 years ago on the radio. Unfortunately, my son's father, biological father, my husband, ex-husband at the time, was molesting him.
That's well, right. I remember.
Yeah. Well, you told me, I'm sorry to tell you, but he's going to die. Well, the reason he rolled over and the reason I have got everything I wanted is because he has end-stage pancreatic cancer.
Oh, my.
And he's, yeah. And they said, like, under 6 months to live. So
in your divorce, so, and you're getting everything you need.
Absolutely. I mean, 4.5 years, it took long enough, but it's like, yee-haw! I mean, and I'm sorry to be so excited about, you know, a man's passing, but I think I said this to you, you know, on multiple occasions, maybe, you know, let God deal with him.
Yeah. So, well, I think also this is something interesting to me. I never know when it's right for people to pass. You have to be kind of God to do that. But he looks like he has had enough trauma and enough absolutely relentless drives inside of himself in this life. He'd just as soon be gone anyway.
And there, there on the grapevine, there is the possibility anyway that they're saying that he's already made a deathbed confession that indeed he did it.
Wow.
You know, so that would be so phenomenal for my son. And he, you know, He's doing really, really well. And you really, Veronica, you really did peg me when you were doing the healing. So thank you so much. It's been a little bit of a struggle because I had some financial glitches this summer, and I didn't know for sure that I was going to be able to make it to a family gathering in Orlando. And now I found out today I am going to be able to make it, and John is, like, so ecstatic. You know, he's going to Disney World.
Aw, that's so wonderful. That's, and he deserves some fun and laughter, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, he really, really does.
Wow. What an exciting time, and I know it's kind of on the back of someone's demise, but he looks like he's getting more, he's getting unhooked before he leaves, and that's, I think, the biggest dream for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
And you caught my romance, too. I know it's coming up. I can feel it myself, so.
Yay! Well, you needed to be done all this stuff, didn't you? And you've also done, I want to say this about you, Kim, is that you appear inside to have a deepening core of this wonderful, loving light. I mean, it's been a big journey for you.
Yeah, in so many ways, it really, really has. It really has.
Well, bless
and
you.
And I do want to say that, Veronica, and I think I said this before, but I heard, and I'm pretty sure, I'm not positive, but I think it was Sherry Greenstreet and a friend of hers that you had on Paradigm Shifters the first or second week of December in 2012, and it was the only light, it was literally the only, now I had heard vaguely about oneness and vaguely about Diksha, but it was at that time, the interview that you did with them was so powerful for me because it was the only positive thing that I had heard about 2012, like as in, you know, we're really going to awaken. We're really going to, I mean, there was lots, even New Age stuff, there was lots and lots of doom and gloom. And it was really so refreshing to.
Well, I'm so pleased.
So, yeah.
We are awakening, Kim, and you're certainly doing that yourself. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm very proud of you. And when are you going to Orlando?
Yeah, we're leaving on Saturday. So. Yeah, I'm really excited too. So John's getting me excited. So it'll be nice. It'll be a really nice trip.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
Maybe,
go ahead.
I was going to say that I think that your knee thing is connected to, my intuition tells me, your knee thing could be connected to your future possible trip to India. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go to India to awaken, but I am saying that it does seem to me that that's kind of the big flash that I was getting, you know?
Oh, thank you for that, honey, because I put that way off on the back burner.
But maybe that's what the knee is.
Well, now I'm going to sit in that, aren't I, and really give it some contemplation.
I broke my wrist, okay, my left wrist, and I kind of had fallen on it, and I did a lot of healing on it myself, and a lot of, you know, it was a lot of therapy and stuff. It was 6 to 8 months, but it's fine. They don't bother me. I'm really blessed. Okay, but one of the things that I did when I was going and healing was lots and lots of unwinding. It was almost like some sort of clock or tension wire, and it had just snapped, and it had unwound and unwound and unwound. And it seemed like it went on for minutes. Like it went, like to me at the time in meditation, seemed like an eternity. And it just kept unwinding, 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 unwinding. And I just kept thinking, okay, I know this is past life stuff. I know it's stuff that I got to get out. I know it's trauma from the, you know, the surgeon said it wrong and wanted to re-break it. So it's not, aesthetically, it's not pretty because it's not set right, but I wasn't going to have him re-break it 2 weeks later.
Does it hurt?
He's like, you have really good insurance. Why don't we re-break it? I'm like, no.
That's the whole concept, yeah, no. Is this gross. Well, I love that you did that little reading for me. That's great.
Well, I mean, it is something to think about, Veronica, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I listen. I do listen.
Yeah.
I do know also that I really wanted to step, this is so cliched, I wanted to step forward in a number of ways. And I think a part of me went, you know, I know that sounds very boring and cliched, but I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. And before you said anything, I knew that, you know, right before you said anything, I knew that that's what it had to do with your choices in the future, maybe near future.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
But it's all hilarious, isn't it? It's like you walk around limping because you're a teaching tool.
Yeah, to remind yourself.
Yeah.
And it's getting so easy now that it's like, okay, as soon as you get it and verbalize it, it almost evaporates.
Yeah, well, I'd like to have it evaporate. Yeah, but there's something I haven't quite gotten because it won't. It's been 2 months, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll. When I get it, it'll be gone.
Yeah, I'll send you some Reiki. It's your right knee?
It's my right knee,
yeah. Yeah,
it's funny, isn't it? But I have to tell you this, is some years ago, I really hurt my ankle. My guide said, do not go meet this guy. And I said, I can't leave him in the lurch at 5 in the morning. So I said, I'll just go tell him I'm not going to walk. And I went and I walked anyway. A, found out he was married. B, my car was broken into. C, and I hurt my ankle. D. And so what's really interesting is that my ankle seems fine. It took a long time. But bottom line, if you and I were walking and talking and chit-chatting and all of a sudden I feel insecure, you know how we get those little feelings? My ankle goes out and I can't walk. And once if I deal with the insecurity, then I can walk really easily, and I would never know I have anything wrong with my ankle.
Yeah.
Most interesting bit of litmus paper.
Yeah,
you know.
It is. So Monica, I was thinking about a lot of things when you were talking in the intro, and I just wanted to run this by you. And I'm not even positive, okay, that this is real because I haven't done any research, but I heard it on, I think it was Starseed Radio. Basically, what they said was that the Center for Disease Control, and it's all about this harmonic convergence thing. It's all about secrets coming out, you know, and finally everything's getting aired out.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the Center for Disease Control had these public hearings, and they put up this website to reflect what happened on the public hearings. And they claim that there's a very statistical chance that what happened because of all this cancer, rise of cancer, was linked to a contamination of the polio virus given in these particular years. And then as a side note of this hearing, somebody admitted that the AIDS virus was connected to, was indeed simian, and, you know, from chimpanzees or whatever, and was indeed a primate, was indeed connected to vaccines in the early 70s. Now, I think that's kind of interesting, all that. I'm not sure if it's real or true or not. It seems so science fiction, right? But she said that as soon as the information went viral, they took it down off the CDC site. But she had already taken a snapshot of it, and she was posting it and stuff like that. Well, then I read somebody else's blog, and apparently, like, Google is, like, everybody who says anything about autism connected to vaccinations, they are, like, banned from Facebook, or not Google, Facebook. And I just think, like, they're, like, shunned or something. I don't know what it means. But I thought that was kind of interesting because I'm convinced myself that that autism, although those kids are really special and I love Susie Miller's work, those kids are awesome, it has to do an energetic thing. But, okay, I also believe deep down on the other hand, that it is a not-so-rare allergic reaction to something in the vaccines. Now, mm-hmm. might be heavy metals, might be a virus, might be a...
I have this theory that it's the combination, that they're putting too much in them and they're binding them with some toxicity. And you know, as a mom, a lot of you know this, that some people can handle something and some people can't. And I know
I can't. Yeah, John, you're right. I'm never going to do it again. Yeah, he was misdiagnosed with Asperger's, and he was a preemie, and they wanted to give, before he left the hospital, he was 6 weeks early, and they wanted to give him a combination of 11 different, and I said, you're kidding, right? And she said, it's normal. I said, not for my son. You know, and we spaced it out over 3 years, but he had febrile seizures connected to every single vaccination he had, ended up in the hospital, and finally I said, no, you know, it's not working for me. And all you have to do is say no, but they think they try to intimidate you.
Yeah, I know, and it is very interesting because I've talked to a number of moms who say it happened after they were vaccinated, It's right not about after. A whole discussion right. for them, you know.
Right. So right, so, so that, right. But apparently,
but you're talking
banned from Facebook.
Yeah, but you're talking about we're talking about like WikiLeaks and Snowden and all that kind of stuff. This kind of domination has got to be revealed even more clearly. This pharma domination or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
It has to come up for all of us to see fairly soon, I would say.
Yeah, well, I think it is. That's what I was saying. I think that if it, indeed this information is correct, even though to me it's kind of science fiction, that it's kind of connected. And it's like people didn't really understand, you know, or people didn't really.
Yeah, but
know,
the HIV
you know?
Thing was apparently some kind of military exploration, wasn't it an experiment? That's what I've heard.
Well, they
anyway.
Said it was a contamination of a simian contamination of a. Popular, very well, you know, popularized vaccination program in the early 70s. And they said that that's been well documented. And that was part of the hearing that said that all these American cancers were connected genetically to the contamination of the polio vaccine in these particular years. And they listed the years and they listed, you know, I just didn't do the research.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know, but I would say intuitively that that's a little bit of it, but there's something else that they're not revealing.
Yeah.
And I just think that paying attention is the only thing we can do. I mean, think about the food distortions. The food and water distortions are incredible. And, you know, you don't really get that clearly explained either, do you?
Well, that's what John Teeter was, who's the time travel guy, right, from 20, whatever it was, 47, you know, people who knew him and people, like, who were connected to him when he was here claimed that he had a phobia of food and water. He would boil all his water and filter it, and he always wanted to know where the food came from.
Yeah, well, I feel like that sometimes, hey?
Well, I I'm not like that, and probably I should be a little bit more, but to me it's like, okay, I just transmute the energy. Like, I eat my candy bars, and I say, okay, healing, all suffering gone, back to the source of creation, and, you know, and then to the best, highest good of my body, you know? I mean, yes, I need to eat better, but
But we have to, I appreciate your call, Kim. It was wonderful to hear from you, and we have to say goodbye to
you, Veronica.
I love you, too, and have a wonderful, wonderful trip, and keep growing. You're
okay,
doing
thanks.
Really well. All right.
Thank you.
Good night. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, that was a really wonderful call from Kim, who's keeping us up to date on a whole bunch of things. But I also want to call in that feeling, there we go, that feeling again, that love, for example, is something that is permeating our atmosphere these days, and we can call it in. So let's practice doing that and then doing our own Diksha with one another, calling it in and passing it on. I think my paradigm shifters, I say I think because we're just setting it up now, my paradigm shifter for Tuesday is going to be Dr. Hyla Kass, and she's going to be talking about natural supplements like amino acids and so on and addiction. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting. She has an e-book on her website, drhylacass.com, C-A-S-S-H-Y-L-A, and then C-A-S-S.com. It's going to be a very interesting discussion because there's an awful lot of, you know, we talk about pharmaceuticals. There's a lot of really dangerous addictions coming up through pharmaceuticals. But there's a lot to be done that are alternative techniques for elevating or alleviating people's addictions or pain that comes from those things. Isn't it funny? The pain relief creates the pain. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune in to Paradigm Shifters on wonderful BBS radio at 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and we podcast on Wednesday, usually right like about noon, off my website, veronicaentwistle.com. VeronicaEntwistle.com also has an Ask Veronica button, so if you have feedback on these shows, questions of me, if you'd like a session with my guides and angels and me, or just anything, you know, suggestions for guests, press that Ask Veronica button on my new website, and it's not that new now, but it's still new to me. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and you're all radiating more and more consciously. Let's all wake up together and really feel the love. Good night.